that the vibe of the podcast? Or at least this episode, hot and heavy? Look at my publicist shitting herself. She's like, la, la.
I thought you were saying his face was so ugly that you would rather suck his asshole.
I can't wait for my daughter to listen to this podcast when she's older. I need you to promise me something.
No. I break promises.
Please.
Yes.
Wear a condom every time you have sex.
When was the last time you had sex?
The last time I had sex was when I conceived my daughter.
What?
Successful sex. Not for me, but for the other person. It hasn't been successful for me in maybe probably 6 years. Almost 6 years.
Wow.
What do you mean by that? Like, you not
successful sex, like you mean like where you come?
Yeah, like where it's enjoyable.
Okay.
And something happens for me.
Wow. It sucks that bad?
I mean,
What do you need in the bedroom? Like, what tickles your sweet spot?
A sexy man who like knows what he's doing, who preferably keeps his body lifted off of mine.
Right. You don't want a seal like motion. You don't like seal crawling up a beach. You don't want that?
No, I don't want that.
Okay, guys, no more like seal crawling up a beach. We don't want that shit.
No. Yeah.
Not at all. What are you into? Do you want to be like pinned down? Do you want this dirty talk?
When I was...
Do you want slow and lovely?
I like slow and lovely. Mm. When I was drinking, I think I was able to get a little bit more buck wild.
Right.
But now that I'm like sober.
Yeah.
Like, please don't choke me out. That's much appreciated.
What about a hand around the back of the neck?
That's hot. That's hot.
What about just like this slight choke sober? Yeah.
Or just a
keep
shut
your
up.
Fucking hands away from my neck.
Right.
Okay.
You know?
What about the back of your hair?
That's hot. As long as I don't have my clip-ins attached to my head.
Yeah, we don't want to mess that up.
Don't want to mess that up. Or just like be kind and be like, do you want to remove those before we like...
Before I fucking...
Do fun stuff?
Right. Whoa. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the podcast, you little apple crumbles.
Started strong. It was a strong start.
It's a very strong.
We like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just jumped right in.
Yeah.
We're not
fucking
around here.
And that's the thing. We want you guys to just be at home and just feel horny and feel like we're starting this like really hot and heavy. We've had some pretty interesting conversations.
Is that
there.
The vibe of the podcast? Or at least this episode,
it's
hot
about
and heavy?
To be, fuck. if you do enjoy this episode, make sure you subscribe, download it, and like, comment, all that stuff. So what else do you like? Do you like, you know, little tongue action around your butthole? Is that a big one of yours?
Oh, tongue action around. Look at my publicist. She's shitting herself. She's like, Lala, no.
Oh, I forgot to introduce you. No. Lala Kent's on the podcast.
Yeah,
sorry.
Hi. It's Lala Kent.
Yeah, do you like your asshole being tongued?
No.
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 No tongue in the poo.
No. 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 Let's stick to like the cookie.
Right.
You know?
Oh, is that what you
yum,
call
yum,
your
yum.
Pussy?
Yeah,
cookie.
It's cute.
That's a nice name for pussy.
I think I've been down in that region with a dude once.
Oh, no, no good.
It was actually awesome.
For who?
I think for both of us. We were both pretty gone.
Right.
But like when you get into that zone of like nothing is off limits, fuck it.
Yeah, it's a fun like vibe. You're like, you're very comfortable. It's good.
But a man's asshole is a little bit of a different ball game.
Well, when you have a face like the guy had, whatever you want, baby.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
you know?
A good line. Yeah. You know, his face looks worse than an asshole. I like that. Is that what you're going with that?
No, his face looks amazing, so I'll do whatever you want.
I thought you were saying his face was so ugly that you would rather suck his asshole. I was like,
face was so fine that I was like,
right,
whatever, let's do it.
Wow, and you did that one time ever. I completely misread that wrong.
That's okay. Yours was funnier.
Yeah, so you did that once, never again.
Never again.
See, yeah, I've had my bum tickled, I think, twice, and it's just terrifying the second. The first time was really fun and interesting and, like, hot and sexy. Second time, I was just really, like, worried. I'm just like, yo, like...
Too relaxed. A little too relaxed.
Well, it was just like after a really long night out and like we've already had sex and like things like heating up a little bit again. And I was like, I respect you so much. I respect the hustle. I respect the grind. But like for me, it's more about you and like knowing that you're just like, dumpster diving back there is just terrifying.
Dumpster diving.
You know? Like, I'm a grown man, and we have ass hair, and that's terrifying.
Yeah, that is terrifying.
Well, like, it's a little bit taking care of
now. You single-handedly just made me say, never again will I do that.
No, you don't need to.
I don't need to.
Like, guys are gross. Have you ever dabbled in pussy?
Yes, of course.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who does it better, guys or girls? That's the real question.
You know, I've actually never had a chick go down on me. Oh. I've only been the muncher.
But you did better job, probably, right? Than I. What was her review?
She had fun.
Nice.
And it happened a couple of times. So I feel like if they're returning,
there you go.
You know what's up.
Right.
But who knows? Again, I was shit faced.
Right.
You know?
So you just say we have to get you drunk and then you go crazy.
Oh no. Lala's never drinking again.
Never drinking again.
No, I am balls deep in my program.
How many years now?
Over 3.
Incredible.
Yeah. It's amazing.
So, what's it like being?
I can't wait for my daughter to listen to this podcast when she's older. She's gonna be so proud.
It's gonna be
great. We're actually it'll be an NFT by then. So
I love that.
We'll gift her the NFT of this podcast.
Yeah, I can't wait.
That's the goal.
What's it like being on reality TV sober?
Oh yeah, that must be.
I was worried about that when I first got sober.
Yeah,
I was like, am I going to be able? Because obviously we know the drill. Like we show up. If you have a thought, like speak it. And that's what I love about reality TV is it's almost like therapy and like nothing is off limits. So I was worried about that. Like, is my filter only non-existent because I get to drink? Turns out that wasn't the case. I actually love being sober during filming because I don't wake up the next morning and think, what the fuck did I say?
Right.
Why did I do that? It's not that, like, the jitters you get, the anxiety, the scaries.
Mm.
So I dig it. And turns out, like, the craziness is just, like, living in my bones.
Oh, it's just in there already.
It's just in there.
Yeah.
For us, when we were filming, we only were allowed 2 drinks per night, and that was enough for me to just get absolutely blasted.
Are you kidding? Only 2?
Yeah. I am the biggest lightweight until I'm not. You know, if I've been drinking a little bit, then I'm, like, programmed to be able to, like, handle.
So are you not a fuckboy? Are you considered a fuckboy?
It depends who you ask.
Okay.
Like, if you
ask... Fuckboys kind of have more than 2 drinks and act a fool. So you're a lightweight.
Yeah. No, I'm a bit of a bitch boy. Sometimes, like, recently we did a trip in New York. See, I try not to drink in LA because it's where I work. And I want to stay focused. But when we're in New York, like, I did actually drink a little bit too much. But I'm a massive lightweight for the size of me, which is, like, really bizarre. Which is terrifying. But the fuckboy thing, I think I was a fuckboy for a while, but now I'm like a little bit, like when I was on the show and it first come out and, you know, everyone's giving you attention and you suddenly feel really cool, then I was just like, oh, okay, well, the girls in my dreams like want to hook up with me. I'm not going to say no. And then now I'm like a little bit more reserved. I'm an old man. You know, I said before, like I'm in bed at like 8 or 9 and like up at 5.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you live in LA.
I do. Yeah.
So only when you travel, you have more than 2 drinks.
Well, I don't even drink here. See, when last year I did like 167 days sober, which was like pretty crazy because I've never like been like, okay, I just need to like pump some brakes here. But like I did ayahuasca. Do you know what that is?
Yes, I do. Did you vomit?
No, only when they blew some magic dust up my nose and that fucked my whole day up. But apart from that, like
magic dust, what is that?
It's called like harpe. And or like, I don't know I'm probably saying it wrong. Probably gonna get beat up by some.
You have some like deep spiritual awakening after that.
Yeah, no, it was pretty wild. It was sick. It was really cool. We did like a full like breakdown on it, but it was very interesting. The stuff that you see and like and what gets put in front of you to like deal with and like move past. Like a lot of people have like some like hectic childhood trauma or like some stuff in their life that they fully put to the back of their brain. Mm-hmm. And you have no choice but to like move through it. And then you're like different people. You're like glowing. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. I had like some stuff with my dad and my brother.
Yeah.
That like I was just suppressing and I wasn't like dealing with it. I was just kind of just like, yeah, whatever. You guys suck. Like leave me alone. And then the first night, because we did it 3 times. The first night.
That, in a row you did? 3 times in a row?
Yeah. 1 night, 2nd night, have a break, then do it in the day.
Wow.
Yeah. The first night I like just literally just dealt with my shit. With my dad and my brother, and I come out of it, and I was like, damn, I really miss these guys. Like, I want to text them. And then I text my dad and realize he's a fuckhead. And then I text my brother and then realize that he still hasn't changed. And I'm like, I have to
use it. He's a crackhead now, right?
Yeah, he's a crackhead. Yeah, it's crazy.
We're glad you can laugh about it.
Yeah, no, we can. It's, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with him. He's just an angry little fucking leprechaun.
But you feel like it released like the resentment after you did.
Yeah, yeah. I had a like this just big like realization. I was just like, wow, like I just really like I only get one dad and one brother, and like I'm just being a fucking prude by just like no, like pretending they don't exist. Like, why don't I just? And it put me back on those memories of, like when it was just pure love and joy, like an imagination, like running around my brother as a kid, like skimboarding and like going and picking up like pippies and like mussels and stuff off the rocks in New Zealand with my dad and just having nothing but love and like fishing. And I was like, wow, like why don't I just stop being such a dickhead,
right?
And like go back and like remember like that feeling of love. Like the first night we did it, like I was just crying the whole time, like crying and just overwhelmed with like emotion and like joy about like how much I love and I missed that feeling of having like my best friend and my dad.
Totally.
And then now everyone is just like drug addicts, so fuck.
Wow. Well, I mean, good for you, because look at what you've done.
Well, yeah, we're figuring it out. Yeah, we're getting through.
See, I can't relate to stories like that.
Why not? Come on.
With the family.
Oh, you had a great family?
I had a great family.
Well, my family's great.
No, I'm not saying that you're saying that they're not. I'm just saying there's, like, you know how a lot of therapists want to talk to you about, like, well, let's go back to your childhood. Like, everything goes back to the childhood. Right, I'm like, right, no, right.
Yeah, we don't need to go back
there.
Ain't
nothing to revisit.
Really?
Back where are you from?
Utah.
Oh, are you Mormon?
No. That is the first question everyone asks me.
Yeah. That the big out there?
How many moms do you have?
Right.
Why?
Just
why?
The one.
Have you a lot of moms?
No, but like...
In Utah? The inbred? What?
No, that's the question people ask her.
People ask me because like polygamy, I guess it's like a break off of the Mormon religion.
Wow.
Yeah. So people love to ask me
would
if
you
I have...
do that? Would you like...
Would I be a polygamist?
Yeah.
I don't like to share my man.
Right.
Yeah.
You're not a threesome type of gal. Damn, we're so horny today. Yeah. We go back.
I feel the same way. Like, I was talking to my mom the other day, and she's like, you need to get laid. I'm like, yeah, you think? Because I can't stop talking about it. Really? But no, the threesome thing I did one time. I didn't dig either of the people, so, like, that was fine. Right. But no, I get very territorial. Like, just this past weekend, I, like, was hanging out with this dude, and I walk inside, but when I walk back out, there's this girl who was, like, clearly, like, maneuvering her way to, like, sit on his lap, and I was about ready to drag this hoe. And, like, this isn't my man, but, like, for now, I'm claiming him. Get your flat ass up.
Wow.
And disengage.
Wow. Have you ever thought about doing reality TV? Because I feel like you're perfect.
Yeah, you'd be great at it.
Yeah.
Every time I think I want to stop doing reality TV and like we'll wrap a season, I'm like, I'm never doing this again. Mm. And then I get the itch. I'm like, when are we starting?
Yeah.
Pick up the cameras. Let's do the damn thing.
Yeah. Do you want to, did I say it right? Vanderpump Rules. Yeah? Correct.
Am I saying do you live right? Under a rock?
I do. No, because I remember when we had Brock and Sheena on, and I'm terrible at pronouncing shit. I've seen it. I know what it is. We've spoken about it a fair bit, but I'm just terrible when it comes to names. Like, I'm literally just a visual guy.
I'm on that show.
Yes. Are you going to continue to do that? Do you enjoy it?
I enjoy the hell out of it. I have the best time. It's only when we wrap the season that I'm like, I'm exhausted. I'm not doing this anymore. Like, I'm done with the reality TV world.
Yeah.
And then as I get to relax and chill out, then I'm itching for a camera to be in my face, documenting every crazy moment that I ever live.
Do you feel like you guys are forced to be friends? Because like when we did our show, I knew because it's like one season and everyone's kind of lame and we're like different people. I was like, eh, we're not going to be friends after this.
Right.
For you, like, because you know, you're like, oh, fuck, I have to go back and see these sausages. Do you feel like you're forced to be friends?
No, I don't. I actually have a special place in my heart for all of them, even though some of them I like more than others.
Yeah.
Like, I still have love for all of them. Like, I feel like that's my friend group, and I feel lucky that I have them as my friend group. Like, I can fuck with them all day long, but when I see other little trolls fucking with them, then I, like, want to cut somebody. Right. I'm like, you don't know them like that.
Right.
Only I can come for them.
Right. No,
that
makes
sense.
It's like a family member.
It's like your siblings. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I have friends that I'll roast, and then, like, other people jump in. I'm like, no, that's you don't get to roast like
right,
that.
That's exactly what it's like.
Yeah, yeah.
So I, like, actually enjoy them, yes.
And you're in a horror movie? What's going on there?
Was I?
Were you?
Years ago.
Years ago?
I did a quote-unquote horror movie. Well, I moved to LA to be an actress. Like, right. I grew up in the arts. And then when I moved out here, it was like the whole game had changed. It was like, how many followers do you have on social media? Right. We don't really give a shit where you took your acting class.
Were you on Vanderpump
class.
Since the beginning?
No, I came in season 4.
Oh, okay. Right.
So I had lived in LA for a year before I signed on to the show. And I signed on to the show for that reason. I had gone to an audition, and the sign-in sheet, I don't know if you've ever been to an audition for acting. No. It's usually like, who's your agent? Where did you, you know, train for your acting or, you know, whatever? Yeah. What's your fucking name? This was like, how many followers do you have on Instagram? Like,
that's
what?
Wild, yeah.
Really?
Why does that matter?
Damn, I could be an actor? Sick.
You could, yeah.
No, can I tell you? People would put you in movies just because it would be like, he's going to post it and people will see it because he's in it.
I'm ready.
It wouldn't be like the biggest movie.
No, you ain't.
That would do
you ain't acting that. Next to.
But it helps.
I'm
going to
DM Ryan Reynolds.
Lawrence. No, but if you're
let me in.
If you're up, if you do a good job and you're up for a role and it's between two people and you're both equally as good and you have a following and one doesn't, then it's going to go to the person
Sick.
With the following for
mm-hmm.
sure.
Definitely.
I'm pretty talentless, so we'll see how that goes.
What? I don't believe that for a second.
What do you mean?
I think you're talentful.
You could probably act.
Are you flirting with me?
Am I?
I hope so.
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know. You tell me.
Yeah. You haven't been fucked in 6 years. That's crazy. Is that right? Or fucked properly?
I haven't had successful sex in for a minute. And I haven't had, like, actual... Yes. Since I conceived my daughter, which was July of 2020.
So what are you looking
right?
for now?
Yeah.
Are you looking for a man's? Are you looking for just a bit of fun? What do
you
need in your
so
life?
You know what's so funny is I went to dinner last night and... The owner of the restaurant comes to kick it for a second. He's like, so what's next for you?
Mm.
Watch, my publicist is going to be like, what the fuck? Shut up. I said, I'm looking for a big old dick. And he was like,
wow.
What?
You're in the wrong room.
He was like.
Splish, splash. I was taking a bath. And I noticed I have beautiful balls. Our friends at Manscaped, the global leaders in the below the waist hygiene, are turning men's shower dreams into their favorite routine with their all-new Ultra Premium Collection. This all-in-one hygiene skin and hair bundle is designed to upgrade the everyday man's shower routine from head to toe. Your skin, hair, and balls deserve this. Save by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code TAPIN.
I'm loyal, dude. Like, I like one woman on my balls at the same time, and I like one product in that area at the same time. So
exactly.
I use Manscaped for my trimmers, my all my hygiene stuff, all that, one company.
You're the most loyal guy I've ever met in my entire life.
Hell yeah.
And to be honest, is there anyone else doing this? Probably not. And if there is, they probably fucking suck dog water.
The body wash smells so good, too. So,
bro, I use it every single day, without a doubt. And I just want to say, lads, the 7-in-1 fucking shampoo and body fucking dog shit stuff sucks. It's out of date. Let's stop having crusty nuts. You want your asshole to just smell like a nice florist.
Imagine you pick up a chick like Lala and she goes to eat your butthole.
Yeah.
And it's hairy.
Yeah.
No bueno, dude.
No fucking bueno. Get 20% off plus free shipping. There's no excuses anymore. 20% off plus free shipping with the code TAPIN at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code TAPIN, manscaped.com. It's time to get wet and clean with your new Manscaped shower routine.
What is that? Dude, is that from Curology? They made square chapstick so it doesn't roll when you drop it.
How smart.
Genius.
Literally, like, I can't even.
About time.
I can't even roll this anyway.
Okay, what's Curology, though?
Look, if your virgin ears are hearing about Curology for the first time, you are in for a fucking treat. Not only is it non-rollable away chapstick, it is a game-changing custom skincare regime made for you by a dermatology provider. They'll create a custom prescription cream for your specific goals, whether that's tackling acne, clogged pores, skin texture, dark spots, fine lines, or something else. You start by taking a short online quiz, skin quiz, and uploading photos. And if it's a good fit, they'll ship you your formula to your door. It even has your name on the bottle.
Yeah, it's just everyone's leveling their game up. You got to level up with everybody else.
Don't be left behind. Look at us.
Yeah, dude.
We don't have that many wrinkles.
Not that I look. I'm old, dude. I'm actually 76 years old, but I use Curology, so I look fucking good.
Your skin literally looks like marble.
Yep. It's Curology.
Curology. And you've been using it how many years now?
Oh, long time.
So now is your fucking time, guys. Like, custom skincare has your name on it, comes to your door every other week. It's fucking great. I use it, he uses it, and now you're about to use it with the special code. Get started with Curology just like I did with a free 30-day trial at curology.com/tapin. Just pay $5 for shipping and handling. That's curology.com/tapin to start your free 30-day trial. Cancel anytime. Prescription subject to consultation. Get the fuck
you
out.
Know, why don't you say like you're looking for someone who's nice,
yeah,
who will be loyal, who will treat you right, and has a big old dick. And I said, because I don't care about the other things right now.
Right.
I'm not looking for a relationship. I'm not looking for someone to like take me to dinner and wine and dine me, or Perrier and dine me, I should say.
Yeah.
Like I'm just wanting to
you
have
want, like,
a
3
good time.
Like slide in.
Yes.
That's it. Right. Interesting.
Not 3 a.m. because I'm
no,
out for the
well,
count.
Waking up,
but it? Maybe like 7 o'clock.
Right.
Like a little 7 p.m.er.
Yeah, like in between meetings.
In between my AA meetings?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know,
right?
Just work meetings, but that too, yeah.
All the meetings, yes.
So being like single again, does that make you want to drink? Because I know we were talking a little bit about before. Like, does it make you want to get like crazy again, or you just like,
no.
Nah.
That's the crazy thing is I'm super strong in my sobriety. Like with everything that I have going on, like the one thing I'm certain about is my sobriety, because, you know, without that, you didn't know me when I was drinking. I was so fun.
I knew you pretty well.
You know me so
well. You don't remember?
No. Isn't that so crazy?
You really don't remember?
Yeah.
Stop fucking
He's
with
the guy
me.
With the huge cock.
I just fuck with you.
No, but that happens to me often. They're like, we've met 6 times. I'm like, I'm going to be real. If it happened before 3 and some change
drunk?
Years ago.
You get that drunk?
I would have a ball, yeah. I was
wow.
Some fun, you know, and it turned quickly. But no, like I'm deep in my sobriety, and any moment that I feel, you know, when anyone, I'll speak for myself because I'm in the program. If I have that thought of like my life would be easier in the dating pool if I had a drink, I immediately call my sponsor and I get my ass into a meeting, because that thought will manifest itself into something very different.
Right.
So now I have the tools to know, like, what do I need to do to keep from picking up a drink? Most days, like, I never have those thoughts, but it's so much bigger than me. Like, I admit, like, I'm powerless over alcohol. So I have to hand it to God. I have to look at my child and say there's so much on the table that my sobriety, like everything falls on that. Without it, I'm nothing. So no, getting back into a dating pool, I'll be damned if that's what sends me to drinking.
Right. Have you ever been like on a date and the guy's like, is it okay if I drink in front of you? Like,
yeah.
That's a little annoying, right?
You know what? I actually think that it's like respectful. Like, don't get, if you're getting white girl wasted all the time around me, we're not connecting. But like, if I go on a date with a dude and he decides to have a fucking whiskey or a glass of wine, or even gets a good buzz on, like, do you? You're a normie. It's a luxury for you to. You're a normie. Go like live your best life.
Yeah.
I don't mind being around people that drink.
How did you identify that you had a drinking problem?
I think there were so many moments where I was like waking up with that elephant on my chest and literally being like, I could like drive off a cliff right now. You know, like we've all had those moments when you've had too much to drink. The next day is torture mentally. And I was going through that all the time. And in order to cure those feelings, I would just drink more.
Right.
Like I was drinking when I was depressed, when I was happy, when I was bummed, when I was bored. It was like nonstop. And I tried doing like the 2 drinks. And I'm pouring my own drink. So the 2 drinks were like 8 shots, right?
Right.
Sounds like a great
but
bartender.
But it all fit into 1 cup.
Were
so that's
like
a drink
pills
to me.
And stuff too?
No, never did a drug in my life.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Never. I
should try them.
Smoked
great.
Weed. I've heard. I smoked weed, but I was never addicted.
Yeah.
And I did shrooms back in the day, and I cried to a tree for literally 2 hours because I just could not believe its beauty. Right?
Wow.
And it was like a tree in a backyard in LA. It's not like it was doing anything cool. Like, I'm glad
you
put
didn't
it
see
there.
Me when I was on ayahuasca because I was fucking, I was overwhelmed by
no,
everything.
No, I'm sure you. I'm sure.
Yeah, everyone's like.
But no drug use. Always alcohol.
Wow.
So there was just one morning I woke up and I was like, I'm not living this way anymore. I will never feel this way ever again. And I haven't had a drink since.
Wow.
My last drink. Was I finished a bottle of Hennessy on a private jet.
That's kind of sick.
It was kind of sick. I'm glad I went out that way, you know?
That's a good way to go out.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was...
How did you go out?
What was my last drink? Oh, I was in Vegas, and I just kind of went on a fucking bender. My last drink was, like, totally boring. Like, I think I was just drinking, like, beer at the hotel. Like, just,
Your story's way cooler. Yeah, we need to get you drinking again so you can have a better story.
Dude,
you're the worst friend for a sober person. I'm about to smack the shit out of you.
No. I'm good. Both my parents are alcoholics, so I'm like...
I know you're teasing.
I am teasing.
I know you're fucking teasing.
Yeah, a little bit.
He's not drinking. We're not drinking with you.
Well, our last guest on just got us drunk as
fuck. Well, let's go get fucked up, right?
So, yeah, the sobriety thing is really interesting because I always wondered, like, at what point, and you said you just woke up and, like... said like I'm done living this way. Was leading up to that, did you start to identify like moments or like throughout the day, like were you losing like were you getting like brain fog, were you forgetting shit, or was there like were you getting like any like crazy like side effects of like just too much alcohol?
I mean, I definitely didn't look great. Like my eyes were always glazed over and like red. I looked bloated. Like it just I didn't look good. But for me, I had kind of, like, I had done the back and forth of, like, we'll have two drinks. We're not having hard alcohol. And I would take breaks, but I couldn't wait to have another drink. And then I had just sunk into the fact, like, I drink. I like to drink. Fuck it. I don't have a problem. When I get pregnant one day, I'll be forced to stop drinking.
Yeah.
And that's when it'll just, like, stop, when I grow up a little bit. And then I went into a therapy session. A psychiatrist, and she was kind of talking to me about my struggles and asked me to take this number down. And I was like, what is this number? And she goes, she's a case manager for Alcoholics and Addicts. And I was like, are you asking me to be a sober person? Because that's not happening. Mm. She said, I'm not asking you to do any of that. I'm just asking you to keep her number in your phone in case you ever need her. So obviously she was triggered by the things that I was saying to her. And I was just opening up about my life. And I was like, fuck this. I put it in my phone. I take a vacation. I'm drunk the whole fucking time. And I'm at Disney World. But like,
sick.
I didn't. Like, I was like, I'm just worried about where the bar is at Disney World.
Yeah.
Like, is there one? I found it. Don't worry.
There was?
Hell yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. There was.
There's a secret bar at Disneyland too.
No, I found. and because I wasn't sure if I could find the bar, I got like 6 roadies from the hotel.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
I drink with a purpose.
If you're like an alcoholic, you're going to exhaust every option before you admit you're an alcoholic.
Totally.
You're going to try every combination. You're going to try everything. And then even once you admit, then it's like that's the whole other thing. I tried getting sober on my own for like a year or two before I even got sober.
It's not easy. Like it's not an easy path. And that's why like I baby anybody who is even open to admitting they have a problem because...
Yeah.
It's not easy to just say, for me, I'm grateful because I finally admitted I have a problem and I got sober that day and I've continued to stay sober. But there's this one person that's in a lot of the rooms that I walk into and he says every time he shares, I'm 30 years sober, but I'm 30 seconds away from being a day oneer. And it's like, that humbles my ass so much. It doesn't matter how much time I have. I'm one pickup away from being back to square one in a room with 24 hours sober.
Yeah.
And it's constant. It is crazy. So after I was obliterated in Disney World, I wake up the next morning back in LA. We've flown home. I finished the bottle of Henny on the PJ. And I was like in that zone of like, I want to drive off of a fucking cliff.
Mm.
And the second my dad had passed away 6 months prior, like to the day.
Fuck.
And I just felt him like with me saying like that we are done, like you're better than this. And in that moment, it was crazy. For the first time, I had seen like the light at the end of the tunnel. The elephant was off my chest when I admitted to myself, you're an alcoholic and bitch, you're getting help today. And wow. I called the fucking number that the girl gave me the prior. It was on a Friday. She gave it to me and I called it on a Monday.
Wow. What was the biggest struggle when you went cold turkey? Like, were you getting like itchy? Were you wanting to drink?
No.
Like,
can I tell you? I was so ready. I was screaming for fucking sobriety. Yes. Wow. I was so happy. Like, they call it a pink cloud when you first get sober because everyone's so happy about their newfound sobriety. And then when they realize, like, this is your life path, you're not drinking again, people tend to fall off. I still feel like I'm on that pink cloud.
Wow.
3 years and some change later. I'm like, I'm not fucking picking up. My life is too good.
Yeah.
Like, the things I'm going through in my life right now, the fact that I can wake up and be a strong bitch, I'm like, this wouldn't be who I am as a person if I were drinking.
Yeah.
I'd burn all y'all's houses down.
That's kind of hot.
The burning of the house down?
Yeah. At least I know you care.
Yes, I do care.
You know?
Right.
That's why I enjoy a little bit of crazy sometimes.
You know the difference between who I am now and me drinking? And my sponsor said this to me the other day. You're not responsible for your first thought. You're responsible for your first action. So when I'm drinking, I will burn your house down. When I'm not drinking, I'm going to be thinking about burning your house down.
Right.
But then I got the normalcy and my program saying, we can think all day long that we're going to burn your house down, but we're not going to, and that's all that matters.
That is
gives you a little space between your thoughts and your actions.
Totally.
It's very respectful. Yeah, because it would probably be a big, like, annoying lawsuit.
And then if you do burn it down, you know how to, like, you can go make amends for it too.
Yeah.
Yes, implement step 9.
And also, the insurance money could be a good call. Could come up on a bag. Let's think about that. We can make some money moves here.
I dig you.
Burn down a house, come up on a bag, get on a PJ, don't drink the Henny, but go somewhere.
Yes.
You know?
Abort mission afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Have a solid plan B.
I got you. I'm thinking outside the box.
Do it.
So
do it for both of us.
Look, and I think one of the toughest things is being in LA and like how like the party scene. Did you have to pull yourself away from like going out, or you still do the same shit?
No, dude. I was like in a bar the day after I got sober.
Same. I bartended sober for like 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I was so in it. I was like, there's nothing. Like, I can be around all you guys. You're actually making me realize how much I'm glad I'm sober.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Bartending helped me stay sober so much because I'm like looking at all these people. I'm like, I don't want anything to do with that shit.
Right.
I'm like, I don't want. Fuck that.
They're falling down. They're throwing up everywhere. They can barely walk. It's like, no, I'm straight.
Did having a child like help that mindset as well? You're just like, you know, I want to be the best person I can be.
Yeah, I think she definitely helps me to continue being a sober person because I don't ever want her to see that version of me. I mean, she's going to hear some crazy shit because I still talk crazy. I mean, hello, we sit on the podcast, we're talking about eating ass within the first 30 seconds.
Yeah.
She's still going to hear some shit.
The recent thumbnails that you've been doing have just been insane.
Thanks, dude. I've been using Canva Pro. Here's why I like Canva Pro. There's an unlimited amount of fonts. So many people, especially in the content space, they're all putting out stuff that looks the same. And with Canva, you can put stuff out that looks different. Social media is so competitive.
Yeah.
So I'm always trying to be like one step ahead of the curb. And Canva Pro actually really helps with that.
Is there any of my OnlyFans photos on there?
I've been selling your OnlyFans photos on my OnlyFans. Like, I started a bootleg Harry Jowsey OnlyFans. But
yeah,
I've been using Canva to edit your photos to make them even better.
Oh.
On the bootleg OnlyFans.
That's smart. That's where you can make some serious cheddar. And look, there's even, you can add 4 teammates to your account.
Yeah, so if you really want to be real cheap, you can spend like 3, you can just split it 4 ways, like $3
That's
each.
That's crazy. And they're saying designing together is easier. Sharing, editing, commenting in real time. Canva helps you stay organized on the same page and on top of team projects. No more misplaced files or tedious back and forth. We're in a world that's so consumed by content and social media. It is the best time and it is the right time to just fucking dive head on in. It has never been easier. Design like a pro with Canva Pro. Right now, you can get a free 45-day extended trial when you use my promo code. Just go to canva.me/tapin to get your free 45-day extended trial. That's canva.me/tapin. canva.me/tapin. I'm going to send this to her in
but
18 years.
She's not going to do that.
Like, look at what's going on here.
You know, like, I need her. Like, we're open. I'm going to be open and honest with her. Yeah. But I love knowing the fact, like, she's never going to smell alcohol on me. She's never going to see me falling down. She's always going to feel safe.
Yeah.
She'll hear me talking about eating ass, but I'm okay with that. You know?
No, I like that. I respect that. See, I got both of those sides with my parents. Like, they told me about eating ass, and they were pissed. So, you know, it's good to just get one side of it.
Just one. Yeah. I don't want to traumatize her completely.
Yeah, see, I have those conversations with my dog, with Bruce, when I come home, like, drunk. I'm like, if you saw what I was doing at the club, it'd be crazy. But
what kind of dog is Bruce?
He is a English bulldog. He's like a mini cow.
He sounds so sexy.
He's huge and fat and ugly. He was like really like cute as a puppy. And I was telling him, bro, you have 3 months to find me a girlfriend. Or you're canceled. And he just decided to eat all the food. And now he's like big and chunky and fun.
He lived up to his name, Bruce.
That's why I called him Bruce, because I was like, you look like a plumber. Like, you look like someone that's going to come like do my wiring at my house.
I assume he didn't get you a girlfriend, or maybe it was short lived.
No, the issue with me is I just think I'm a little bit too much fun. You know?
Wow.
I think I'm
too much fun.
Too much fun.
What does that mean? You like too many women?
No. I don't really take shit serious, and I think maybe that's a problem.
I get that from you.
Cause like I'm just like when there's an argument, I'm just like, yo, is this gonna affect us in 6 months' time? If it isn't, then let's just like get to the conclusion and not worry about it.
See, I feel like it's not that you're not serious. You're that's like a constructive way to live. It's
trying to get it done.
Yes.
Like, let's just fuck off this. Like, I was just like, hey, like, arguments are so boring and it takes so much energy, and I just want to be fun and have a great time.
See, I like arguments because I'm great at them and I'm usually always right and I make more sense than everyone in the room.
I could picture that.
Yeah, I could feel that.
I could picture you assuming you're right all the time.
I do assume I'm right. Everything I say makes all the sense in the world.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, see,
I'm working on that.
For me, I just laugh, and I think people just take that the wrong way.
Even when you were on the show?
Oh, that's how I got away with all my shit, because anytime someone would get mad, I'm like, why are you mad? Like, I just had sex. Like, I feel great.
Yeah, but did you have sex with their lover?
No. It was my lover, but I was just, like, laughing about the whole thing because everyone's like, getting dramatic about some money, and I'm like, fuck, like, just have sex, enjoy yourself.
Oh, because it was a competition show?
Yeah. So the show that I was on, it was essentially, you know, that I have sex, kiss, spoon, whatnot. Every time you do that, you lose money off the prize fund, and everyone gets
so everybody loses money if he hooks up with somebody.
And
wow.
Yeah. So
I would kill that game. Why? I would win all the money. Don't touch me. No,
really?
Sex.
Come on.
My love, I haven't had sex since July of 2020. Yes, I'm winning that fucking game.
No,
I'm getting all the money.
No, yeah. When you're on an island with like super hot people and everyone's horny, you're doing like workshops where like you're getting like tied up and like things are getting a little bit frisky.
Let me tell you something.
Talk to me.
I will always pick money over dick.
Gang, gang.
That's a bar right there. It's a good.
So I assume that you don't MOB mentality. Do you know what that is?
I'm the same way. I'll always choose money over dick too. 100% of the time.
Actually, yeah, you've got a fucking times. Point. I literally money over cock any day of the week.
Every day.
Yes.
Yeah. No questions asked. What's even like $1.
Yeah. Fuck that. Yeah. Get that dick away from me.
Yeah.
I'll punch a cock if it gets too close.
Oh my.
So what is the MOB?
MOB is money over bitches.
Dude.
Right. See, I respect that, but like, we're respectable gentlemen. We would never call them bitches. They're women, and they're powerful.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, money over powerful,
beautiful,
bitches.
Gorgeous. So you were. Someone also, one of my team members said you had like a number one dance song or some shit. Is that right?
Yeah. No, I did. It was called Boy. It came out, I think, maybe 4 years ago.
How did you hit number one?
It was number one on like electric dance music on iTunes, which I was like,
oh, that's sick.
Isn't that sick?
Yeah.
Did you make like $1 million off that? Like, how does that work?
No, I definitely didn't make $1 million off of it. I made a good chunk of money.
Are you allowed to say?
I'm not going to. I'm sure I'm allowed to, but
it was 4 years ago. Come on.
I know. I don't like talking about it like that. But I did get to like splurge at. We went to Paris. I like flew very bougie in first class, which
because
is
of a
not,
song.
Because of a song, I like was throwed in the bag at Dior, Chanel, Louis Vuitton. Like everyone thought I was like a somebody because I was like, we're buying everything.
Really?
So I just got a check from Boy. Yes.
Wow.
Living nice. My best
life.
Did
you have a record label? You did it by yourself?
No, I just did it by myself. It's a hobby for me. It's
the
not like I
that
sit
good?
In there. I mean, I don't know it. If it's that good, but it was, I mean, wow. I'm just grateful that people were into it. It was a great song, but for me, I just went in because it was fun.
And
that's
did
the
you
way to do it though. That's
yeah.
Like
that's the best way to go
shit.
About it.
I had no expectation at all.
Are you still getting paid like checks for that?
Yeah, I mean now it's like not it's like maybe $1,000 a month.
That's you know? Still really interesting.
I think it's great.
Are you going to do any more music then?
I haven't made music in such a long time, but I feel like I want to because it's therapeutic for
this me. This year, music and sex. You need to prioritize both those.
Yes.
You know?
Music during sex.
You should, yeah. Why are you doing doggy? Just like on Ableton, like, here, like, let's use this clapping
while
sound.
Why are you doing doggy?
Get the mic. Like, let's
sample
use the clapping
it.
Sound, like, quick. That could be a hit.
I love that.
You know?
Yes.
It could be like a new age type of like music.
That would be a hit because people would download it just because they'd be like, she's having sex during recording this song. You got to hear
you
it.
You hear little moans, little squeaks.
Squeaks.
You know? And push it. And Gunner's new song, that the girl that's moaning on that, like I tweeted. I was
you're
like,
you're making me need to hit my vape and you're recording and I'm doing it anyway.
Go crazy. Go crazy. But in the Gunner song, the girl that's moaning, it's like Gunner and Drake. I tweeted.
Is she
I
was actually like, having sex?
I don't know, but I tweeted. I was like, who is this girl? I need to hear this like in my ear because her moans were incredible.
Wow. Now I need to find it.
You've definitely
I need
heard
some
it.
Tips.
No. Do you let out a little squeak?
I don't know that I squeak. I don't know that I squeak.
What?
I wouldn't know. I don't even remember. I don't even know what don't even know what I would be like in the bedroom right now.
Wow.
I know. It's very depressing.
That's what do you?
So how long ago did you have your kid?
I had her in March.
In March. Of...
So she'll be one next month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 2021.
Damn.
March 15th.
So you got sober before getting pregnant. That's
mm-hmm.
good. That's amazing.
Yeah,
like you
I
did
been...
it before.
Yeah,
yes.
It would have been a tough
to.
Drinking while you're pregnant.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a... Finally,
no
you
bueno.
Know, trouble there.
Yeah, no, I had a couple years under my belt before I
oh, that's
decided.
Great. That's what's up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did the kids walk and talk by one or no?
I mean, I have friends whose kids at 11 months were walking. Ocean's
wow.
not quite walking, but like she can point at me and say mama.
Wow. What was her first word? Was it mama?
Yeah, her first word was mama.
Wow.
I know.
Do you want to have any other kids or that's it?
Oh, yeah. But now, like...
Wait, everybody in your show is pregnant, right? Or, like, every bunch of people got pregnant at once?
It was, like, I think there was just one girl who wasn't pregnant.
Really?
That wasn't pregnant.
Two.
Wow.
The rest of us got pregnant, yeah.
Wow.
How weird is that?
All at the same time?
You guys are all just horny at the same time? What's going on?
I know. Isn't that weird?
Did
I think
you do it
was
on
all
set
during
in the same room?
No.
All right. Sorry.
That would have been a much cooler story.
Our show, like, everyone's in a room just having sex. So, like, I was just thinking, like, maybe they took a bit of that and gave
no,
you guys...
because we were in the pandemic, and I think we were all sitting there looking at each other going, like, well, I guess we'll just procreate. Like, what else are we doing?
Wow.
And then all the kids are going to have their show when they grow older, right?
That would be dope. I think the biggest age gap is 3 months.
Oh,
how
wow.
crazy
that's
is that?
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's wild.
That's
we're
really
all back to back.
But so with the show, like, do you want to keep going if you're raising a kid as well, or you?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
What season are you on now?
We just wrapped season 9.
Damn.
It just wrapped
oh,
up
crazy.
The airings. Yeah.
Wow.
No, I think it's a different, because when Ocean was born, we were filming, but she was only allowed on camera for 20 minutes at a time. In California, they treat reality shows just like they would a scripted series. So they treat our kids like they're actors. Like 20 minutes, kids got to go.
Why 20 minutes?
That's just their time
shift.
Card.
Labor
yeah.
laws. Can't just work a newborn.
Right.
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 Do they get
everywhere
paid?
Else, though.
Do kids get paid for that?
No.
Screen time? Are you crazy?
Nothing.
Fucking hell.
But everywhere else, like other shows like Real Housewives, women have given birth like in Potomac or Atlanta, and the kid can be on screen the entire time. Like, as
So they plan ahead. They're like, this kid's going to be a fucking star.
Don't think that they have the same law as California.
Right.
Because it's only, I think it's only like 3 months. And then after 3 months, you can work them a little harder. I think it's like 2 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, but I want people to see me as a mom. Because the only thing they have is like my social media, which I usually do stories, which are like 15 seconds, you know?
Yeah. See, I'm like, if I accidentally get someone pregnant, she has to have it in a different state so I can just milk it for all it's worth. Like, let's get some money out of you, you know?
This is why I said, I feel like you're young.
I feel like that's great. You have to use your tools, you know?
You're gonna pimp your baby out.
Of course.
I get it. I started to give them Lala Baby and I was like, Ocean, you have to keep your bow on because mommy needs to sell some bows.
Which baby's got the biggest following?
Ooh.
I believe Sheena's baby or Britney's baby. Ocean has an Instagram, but I put it on private, and I think the last time I posted was maybe when she was like 3 months old.
That's good.
Have you seen this like YouTuber boxing stuff? Do you think you get all the babies in against each other? You know, when they're like two, they just have toddler wars?
No, toddler wars.
You should do that on your show. I'm just thinking outside the box.
Oh,
name one other person.
Please,
that's
I need you to. I need you to promise me something.
No, I break promises.
Please.
Yes.
Wear a condom every time you have sex. I'm begging you.
I don't know if I should be offended by that.
You shouldn't be offended.
No.
You should feel like I only this wear condoms. Is great advice.
Yeah, I only wear condoms. Durex,
Magnums,
actually. Huh?
Magnums.
They're actually a little bit too small for me.
Wow. Good.
Yeah,
for you.
I try and put them on my feet. Yeah, they break every time. All right, so. Anyway, you're going on tour, aren't you, with your podcast?
Yeah, dude, I'm going on tour.
What's going on there? How do you organize a podcast tour? Like, what is that about? You just
my assistant.
Hang out. Oh, just hang.
No,
hang
I'm
out?
Just kidding. I make sure that I am deeply involved in everything that I do. No, I just thought that doing a podcast tour would be fun. My dear friend Stassi did it. I mean, I know that we're two different people, but I just like it inspired me, and I was like, what do we have to lose? Let's see if people come and enjoy it. And yeah, I mean, we're hitting 10 different cities, right, Jess? How many cities do we have?
I think it's 10.
It's a lot of traveling in a very short period of time.
10 cities in how many weeks? Like, how long?
In 10 days.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's hectic.
It's going to be hectic, but I think it'll be awesome.
And you're just going to talk.
I mean, I like to think that's what's so funny is
yeah.
There are people who are super down, but then you have that small percentage that are like, why? What do you do? You're not a stand-up comedian. You're not. And I'm like, well, I think I'm fucking funny, but who knows? I guess we'll see. No, it's just I'm going to get deep with you. I'm
like
obsessed with my people, like any quote unquote fan base that I have. Like, I want to come in contact with them.
Yeah.
Because this life that I get to live is like so insane. Like, I used to live in Utah and like dream about the things that I'm doing, and without the people that support me, like, it would not happen. So ultimately, like, I want people to come and get a good buzz on if they drink. I want it to be an epic night out for people. I want them to leave feeling inspired. It'll be games, giveaways. I have different segments that I don't completely want to give away. It's just going to be a fun night out.
And it's going to be just you? You're going to have people come on?
I'm going to have, like, surprise guests for each city.
That's crazy because you haven't asked us at all. Like, how?
You are more than welcome.
How weird is that?
We're going to do a live podcast, too. We're working on it.
Yeah,
Are you being serious?
No, for real. I've been doing stand-up for 10 years.
I'm just extremely nervous.
I'm shitting myself when I think about it.
I'm afraid that people aren't going to come. That's what I'm worried about. Because I
think they will.
I actually don't know if people care about me. So
no, I think people definitely care about you.
Do you care about me?
I care about you now, yeah, deeply.
Sick.
Yeah.
Sick.
And I'm the only one that matters.
Exactly.
No, I think it's like this new thing where podcasters are going on tour and they're having amazing turnouts. I think you totally should do it.
Yeah, well, because
people are going to show up.
Well, because he's really funny. And I was like, oh, why don't we just like a comedy tour and I'll just talk for a little bit at the start and you guys do your shit.
We got a wingman.
Yeah,
exactly.
You both have a wingman. So no matter what, like, just the energy and you guys bouncing off of each other is going to be entertaining.
Yeah. We'll do segments and shit too.
Well, imagine people are listening to your podcast, right? That's obviously entertaining. Why would people not show up to like watch you live?
I went to Hannah Berner's live podcast and it was pretty like lit. There was like a thousand people there and it was like
Shit.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, she crushes it. She's crazy. You know who she is?
Giggly Squad one.
Was she on Summer House?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She's sick. She's very funny. You should have
She's super funny. But I met her before she was on Summer House. She was working, I think it was at Betches in New York.
Oh, she was there?
Yeah, I believe so. Now, drinking days, I was slamming my champs. She was fun. She was super fun. And she's got the that textured voice, so everything she says is even funnier.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
It's all in the voice.
She's such a sweetheart. So on your tour, how long have you been playing this? You just kind of just said, fuck it, I'm going to do it.
It was before the pandemic, so it's been a while because it got...
Oh, so they've been waiting. They're ready to see you.
Yeah, we're ready. We're ready to get it popping. I mean, we were ready to go, and then everything shut down for the pandemic, and then we had new variants coming at us every which way, and now we finally get to do it.
Yeah, it's fucking cool. It's really exciting.
I'm excited. I'm nervous.
Really?
I'm extremely nervous.
Have you ever done like public speaking before?
Yeah, I feel like I'm actually okay at doing things like that, like the small amount of time that I spent at community college.
Yeah.
Nice. I was like, can I please just like speak in front of the class instead of like taking this test? Because that's where I feel like I thrive, you know?
Yeah.
But this is different because it's like, come see me on tour. And it's like, what do you really do though?
What's going on? Is Ocean going to come with you?
I hope so.
She gonna get a segment? What do you mean? Hope so? It's your daughter.
I know. It's a long time. I don't know
if she makes a decision.
Yeah, but traveling with a baby. Traveling with a performing, that might be a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot, and it's a lot of different stops in a very short amount of time. So I'm hoping that she can come out for a few
10
days.
10 cities in 10 nights. Holy
yeah,
shit.
So
are you on a bus or are you flying?
I think we're flying.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
We'll get there a little quicker.
Yeah, it's gonna be intense.
Right. You have all your. When is this happening?
Our first show is April 28th in Irvine, and then we start on May 3rd.
Wow.
We wrap on May 13th.
Wow.
Wow.
Yes.
Interesting.
I know.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
It'll be so much fun. I feel like once I do the first show and I understand, because I'm a Virgo, so I like things to be planned out. I need to see what the segments are. I need to see how everything's going to go down. I'm a planner.
Yeah.
Once the first show is done and I get the rhythm, we're going to crush it.
It's
a wrap.
Interesting. Are you big into star signs?
Yes. I mean...
Right. Can you guess what I am? I'm the worst one.
No. What's the worst one?
Every time I tell someone, they put their nose up at me. I'm a dickhead. No, I'm a Gemini.
See, I don't know many Geminis.
See? Well, apparently everyone gets mad at me because they're like, oh...
Well, because isn't that two different people, kind of?
Yeah.
Isn't
when I'm hungry and when I'm not hungry.
The split personality.
Yeah. I'm a different person when I'm hungry.
Yeah. I don't know why. I don't attract many Geminis. A lot of Pisces, a lot of Leos, a lot of Aries. Are you into it?
The no, sign? Not really.
What are you?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Love a good Sag. My mom is a Sag.
If my balls are feeling saggy, you must be a Saggy. That is the number one rule. That's how I figure it out.
What does it mean if your balls are feeling saggy?
You must be a Saggy.
I know, but
my balls are hanging right now.
I think the moon sign's where it's at, though.
Oh,
if your girl's into a moon sign, then it's like that's like next level shit.
Next
right?
level. Do you know your moon sign? And like you're
rising? Probably a full moon for sure.
Yeah, this girl tried Googling it. She couldn't figure it out.
You're definitely a full moon.
Hell yeah.
When's
definitely
your birthday?
Like a solar eclipse.
November 29th.
You're a goddamn lie.
What?
That is my mother's exact
birthday.
Whoa. Wow. Oh, you guys should date.
There you go.
Wow.
November 29th.
Aww.
You guys should like fall in love.
Are you born in 1990?
Yes.
Nice, me too.
Wow, good for us.
Okay, Lala, where can everyone
find you? He's jealous. He's jealous.
I am. I'm going to jealousy. Where can everyone find you?
You can find me on the gram at Lala Ken, and everything else is just give them Lala.
Don't send her dick pics. She doesn't want that.
Well, let's not cancel that out completely.
Right. How do you like your dick pics? Because like from what I used to say.
Don't put your feet in the photo. I'm not trying to see your feet on the ground.
Okay. Well, that's mine out of the picture then.
Put like a screenshot of your crypto wallet.
No, I was. It's like, is it for me, like, I tell my friends it's about the experience. No girl just wants to see a cock because it's, like, really intimidating. Like,
yeah.
Just do, like, a full body, like, pan down, like, a little wiggle, and then you go.
A little wiggle.
You know? Or like
so a video? Like, a video.
Yeah, yeah. Is that a good idea to DM you? Not for me, like, for audience.
I feel like I'm a grown-ass woman and I don't need to see.
Her PR team's like, no.
Stop. It depends on who you are, I guess.
You just said you wanted a nice, hard,
I know.
Juicy, girthy
cock. I think the video is where it's at more so than the, like, just picture of a dick.
Right. No dick pics, dick videos, and you're just looking for a nice 7, 8.
Incher?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll 9. Go with that.
Whatever you want. It just has to hit the spot.
It just has, yes. Put the motion in the ocean.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate your time. If you did enjoy today's episode, make sure you like, comment, subscribe. If you are listening on audio only, leave 5 stars or we're going to come to your house and we're going to tickle you. Thank you so much. There we go. Look at
that
this
was
change.
So fun.
You're crazy.
You're crazy.